the National Association of Broadcasters, and the Ad Council.
Transmission will start in 5 seconds from now. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, in.
Welcome back, everybody, and the first of our delights for you tonight is the fantastic...
You're listening to WMFO in Medford, Massachusetts. My name is Chris Earle. The show is Chris's Helpful Tips. Call on in 855-915-WMFO, 915-9636. I will give you advice you don't need.
Well, they chased her down the alley and over the hill to steal her. She was hot as Georgia asphalt. When the A crowd came to adore her brain, so leave Virginia alone. Leave Virginia alone. She's not like you and me. She's not like.
All right, that's Chris's helpful tip number one. Leave him alone. If you're done with somebody, leave him alone. There you go.
Do not go gentle into that good night. Old age should burn in rage at close of day. Rage. Rage against the dying of the light. Wild men who caught and sang the sun in flight and learned too late. They grieved it on its way. Do not go gentle into that good night. Brave men, near death, who see with blinding sight, blind eyes could blaze like meteors and be gay. Rage, rage against the dying of the light. And you, my father, there in the sad height, curse, bless me now with your fierce tears, I pray. Do not go gentle into that good night. Rage, rage against the dying of the light.
Thornton, what does that poem mean to you?
It means I don't take from no one. I'm gonna pass this test. I'm staying in school. Who's next?
Help, I need somebody. Help, not just anybody. Help, you know I need someone. Help. Well, when I was young, was so much younger than today. Anybody's help in any way. Now these days are gone, days and I'm not so self-assured. Now I find a change of mind and open up the doors. Help me if you can, I'm feeling down, and I do appreciate you being right.
Right, here we go. This is Chris's Helpful Tips here on WMFO in Medford, Massachusetts. My name is Chris Earle. Thanks for listening to your freeform station, WMFO in Medford, Massachusetts. So this is going to be a talk show, which means somebody's got to call in so I can talk to them. So 855-915-WMFO. You want to call on in? Tell me your problem. I will give you advice you don't need. DJ Chris Earle here with you. Don't call me Mister. I didn't do 15 years of radio shows to be called Mister. DJ Chris Earle or Dr. Chris Earle. Your choice, but not Mister. I'm going to give you one. Here's a helpful tip. Help somebody out when they need it. It could be something as simple as putting some money in a meter. I was coming in here tonight and getting in a little bit early. Wasn't sure what the traffic was like, and somebody was ahead of me because you got to put money in those meters now here at Tufts. Used to be free years ago. And a girl was struggling. And so I put in the money for her. I'm just like, here you go. And I said, I didn't say pay it forward, but I just said do something nice for somebody. And she said, thanks. And that was it. And I ran away. I ran away because can't have more of an awkward conversation than that. Plus, I didn't want to think I wanted anything from her. I'm just like, it's $1.25. It's okay. Just do something nice for somebody. I got to go. Got a radio station to get to. Got a new show to do. So anyway, if she's listening, your car's safe until 5:59. Mine's safe until 5:57. Tufts police. Who knows? They may come by and throw something on there. Throw a ticket on there. But Chris's helpful tip is Don't give somebody a ticket who has a minute left in their meter, or 3 minutes left. That's my helpful tip out to the Tufts on-campus police department. In the background here is Donkey Kong 64. I figured that's something that's fun and light, airy. Only got 49 minutes left to the show. If you want to call on in, 855-915-9636. You can call up with any problems. You can be like, hey, should I dig a ditch in my backyard this week and, you know, throw out my old oil? We could discuss it. It could be advice you don't need here on WMFO in Medford. I was on Wednesdays for about 15 years, and now I'm on Fridays, 5 to 6 p.m. And Jose was before me doing the giggle show there. Did a nice job. It was a nice little transition over. Seemed like a nice young man. So hopefully you can check him out in a couple of weeks. He's going to be on here. What is it? No, it's not bi-weekly. It is, what do they call it when it's twice a month? Semi-monthly? Bi-monthly. I think that's what it is. Bi-monthly. Yes, it's bi-monthly. Once, twice. Twice a month. No. That could be every 2 months. Twice a month or every 2 months could be bi-monthly. As in, the magazine appears bi-monthly. Or it could be twice a month. Jose's show, The Giggle Factor. Is it The Giggle Factor? Let me check the schedule. WMFO.org. There's a tip for you. You can go to the schedule and see what's on. It's called The Giggle Spot with Jose. He's on from 5 to 6. Oh, I'm sorry. He's on from 4 to 5. Here's a helpful tip for you. Check your watch. Get it right. We're not on Central Time here, Chris. We're on Medford Time. There's the right time, there's the wrong time, and then there's Earl Time. 855-915-WMFO is the request line. If you want to call in and make a request, I'm not going to play anything for you. It's DJ Chris Earl, but he's going to be talking. Or he's going to be playing what he wants to play. I got songs about helping people today. Trying to keep it light, trying to keep it airy, trying to keep it upbeat. We could talk about Time Travel, my old show. We could talk about What Is This, my old show. We could talk about Sucking in the 70s, my old show. We can talk about me. That's what I'm saying. You want to talk about me? Call on in. 855-915-WMFO. In the background is some more Donkey Kong 64. Shipwreck Boss. I got this on CD like years ago when the Nintendo 64 came out. This was like in somebody's trash. And I'm like, wow, this is what a great find. Now it's worth like $7,000 on eBay. All right, I'm embellishing. It's worth about 70 bucks. So my helpful tip is if you have any old CD soundtracks, video games, don't toss them away. Put them on eBay or put them on the Facebook Marketplace. What's up with this PayPal friends and family? Yeah, anybody know about this stuff? My advice is don't use it. Everybody's like, oh, I'm going to get out of the eBay cost. I'm like, that's kind of unfair. You're saving yourself like $5, but then you're dealing with a lot of crazy people, you know? Be like, I'll meet you at the mall. I'm going to sell you my Donkey Kong 64 soundtrack. And you get there, and you're waiting there outside of Pepe's Pizza. You know, I want to go to the Lego shop, and then nobody shows up. You know? It's like he's wasting 70 bucks worth of my time right there. Anyway, 855-915-WMFO is the request line. You might even call in, and I might not even get you on the air correctly because I haven't taken calls on the air in a long time. I'm usually just playing stuff. But I decided, why not a new format? They're pushing me to Friday nights. Got a sweet spot here, 5 to 6 p.m. Everybody's in their car listening to this like, who's this crazy ass? Well, it's Chris Earl on WMFO in Medford. And if you don't like the show, it's Al Stewart. I don't know. It was the first thing that came to mind. The Year of the Cat, everybody. Al Stewart, I think. Isn't that the guy that wrote The Year of the Cat? Lady after me, after my show on Wednesday 5 to 6, she played like Year of the Cat. She played like some Al Stewart, I think. I think that's what was on my mind. She did a nice show. I didn't listen to 6 to 7 guy, but or girl, or whatever they call themselves. I don't know. What is up with that, too? You need some advice on that? 855-915-9636. I will give you advice that you don't need. It's Chris Earl in Medford. I almost feel like I should have stayed home and just played Donkey Kong on the Nintendo 64. I'd have to put it together again and get it down in the cellar gathering dust. I think I might give away some crap from my cellar every week, too. Anybody that calls in, I'll give you some crap from my cellar. I used to do this show. I used to do stand-up for a very long time, almost 2 decades. Actually, I did do 2 decades. And from time to time, occasionally, I'll still do a little bit. But this is mostly my outlet now for creativity, to get out, to blow off a little steam during the week. That and food, you know, food's always there. A little sugar from time to time, you know. What do you like to do? What are your problems? 855-915-WMFO. Here's a problem for my buddy. My buddy Joe wanted to go out to dinner. And then he's like, I'm going to work on my truck. So Joe's got a problem with his truck. I'm like, you know what? You got to eat, right? Why don't we go out to eat and then you can work on your truck. Or work on your truck as we eat. We could have done that. That would have been my helpful tip for Joe. But we've already decided we're not going out to eat. Which is fine. Here's a helpful tip. When your plans change, it's okay. You don't need to overthink it. It's not the bash of the century. I have to think about what to put on after this. Time's pissing right by, everybody. 617. That's the old number. That shows how long I've been at WMFO. It used to be like 617-935-1030 or something. I don't know. That's WBZ. This is WBS. No, this is WMFO in Medford. You're back to school. Maybe you're thinking, hey, what should I wear for a new Halloween outfit? Well, I've got all kinds of ideas for you. 855-915-9636. And with that in mind, let's listen to what's next.
I'm being sung by a society that demands success when all I can offer is failure. Bloom, I'm reaching out to you. Don't send me to prison. Help! Help me. Help me.
Yeah, I'll do it.
Thank you. I knew I could con you.
That's all right. What?
Nothing. Do it.
Listen to Chris's helpful tips. WMFO in Medford. 855-915-WMFO.
If you got a problem, don't care what it is. If you need a hand, I can assure you this. I can help. I got two strong arms. I can help. It would sure do me good. Get lonely, ain't nothing new. But a woman like you, babe, should never have the blues. Let me help. I got two for me. Let me help. You would sure do me good to do you good. Let me help. When I go to sleep at night, you're always.
WMFO in Medford, Massachusetts. My name is Chris Earle. The show is Chris's Helpful Tips. It is a talk show format. That's what I'm doing next. Here I am doing it. In the background, I got a little Terminator 2 soundtrack. In case somebody calls in with their problems. Maybe they have a big problem. Who knows? Maybe they got a small problem. Maybe there's no problems out there. In 2023, I find that very hard to believe. Here's one of my problems. Pumpkins in September. Not a big fan. What do you think? You got that problem? 855-915-9636. Locally, it's 781-350-3264. Here's some numbers I'm just going to shout out. 972-69-1787-421. But here's the real number, 855-915-WMFO, and the local line. Who the hell knows the local line? All you have to remember is 915-WMFO with the 855 in front of it. We used to have 800 numbers. Anybody remember that? I got a problem with that. Here's my helpful tip. Bring back all the 800 numbers. Remember 900 numbers? Anybody old enough to remember those? You could call up and you could call, like, CompUSA and get yourself, like, some guy on the phone to tell you when the Atari 26-7 was going to be in. Or the iPhone 2. Pumpkins in September, everybody. It's September 22nd. Is it officially fall yet? I believe it is. I believe the equinox is this weekend. That's a fancy way to say the time when it's like 12 hours of daylight, 12 hours a night. The sun's warmth and light fall unequally on the northern and southern halves of the planet. During the equinox, the axis and the orbit line right up, both hemisphere getting an equal amount of sunlight. Isn't that exciting? That's coming right up Saturday night at 2:30 in the morning. Maybe you'll call in for that. Maybe some DJ will be there like, hey, it's the equinox, the autumn equinox, and you'll be like, I'm right on that. I'm calling 855-915-WMFO. Let's look and see how many listeners we've got online. We've got quite a few. I can look at one particular Shoutcast server here, and we have over 40 listeners listening. So if you feel like calling in, and I'm not going to embarrass you. I'm not going to embarrass you. It's 855-915-WMFO. I'm here to help you. It's Chris's Helpful Tips. Here with you until 6 p.m. It's here with you for another 38 minutes. 38 minutes of me doing this. Now 37 minutes. I'm not a big fan of pumpkins in September, although I might get one for $5.99 at the Walmart. They had a nice round pumpkin. I like those nice round pumpkins. I like to hack them up and I don't really necessarily like a full jack-o'-lantern. I like just a pumpkin outside. I've got a donkey outside, and it's a stone donkey, and usually I'll put a pumpkin in his basket on the back, and it looks very festive. I usually fill it up with flowers during the spring, and I'll put a Jason mask on there for Friday the 13th for him, usually, for Halloween. In the background is Brad Fidel with the Terminator 2 soundtrack. This is on cassette. I'm pulling out all the stops here, everybody. Cassettes. Remember singles, everybody? They used to be $1.99. You get a single. You get, like, NXS, and you'd have, like, What You Need, Cold Cut Remix on one side, and the other side would be, like, some song you never heard of. Like, I was going to say something dirty, but I won't. Like Rock the Chair by NXS. Like, Rock the Chair? What is that? So I don't like the pumpkin spice. I don't like the pumpkin pie. You know, I can see it on a table on Thanksgiving, but I don't want it. I don't want it in September. Somebody was telling me they got, like, some Christmas candies out. I'm like, are you kidding me? I'm going to knock down that display. That's what people should be fighting over in Walmart and Target. Go and knock down those Christmas displays. Be like, too early. It's September. I still got my shorts on, for Christ's sake. Can I say that on the air anymore? For Chris's sake? How about that? For Chris's sake. In the background is the T2 soundtrack, which is very exciting. What is your favorite soundtrack? Do you have problems with movie soundtracks? 855-915-WMFO. Do you have problems dialing your phone? Do you have problems with me? Do you have problems? Like, do you have a bad suntan line? Do you have a bad suntan line? Do you have bad parents? Do you have a bad friend? Do you have a good friend? Do you have a really good friend? 855-915-WMFO. Topics: pumpkins in September. Chris's helpful tip: not for them. I went and got an oil change this week, and I was off for a week, and I was sitting around, and I had a staycation. I'd never really done one of those, but it was very nice. I actually did some stuff around the house. I did stuff from the to-do list that always sits there most of the year. Some of my friends will come over, and they're like, geez, your to-do list looks exactly the same. I'm like, well, you want to buy me a new fridge? I can get rid of that one, or a new mattress, but yeah. Jump on the roof, do the gutters. I did it. I got on the roof, and I did the gutters. I thought I was a superhero. Here's the helpful tip. Read the rules for ladders if you have to go up a ladder, especially when you're middle-aged. Like, oy vey, feel like I was going to fall on my ass any minute. And they say, you know, a little liquid courage may help. Didn't help me. It was basically just, it was getting dark. And I was like, if I don't do it now, I'm not doing it ever. So I just climbed that ladder. Sometimes you just got to climb that ladder, everybody. 855-915-WMFO. So I climbed the ladder. There was some muck in my gutters. And holy moly. And here's a tip for you, and I didn't do it. You got to wear gloves. You know, I got all the way up the ladder. I'm like, I forgot my gloves. And plastic gloves are everywhere now. Now, in the days since COVID-19, plastic gloves and masks and plastic everything. You can wear a plastic body thing. You can wear an entire plastic body cover. Roll yourself around in it. Make sure you got to poke a hole in there to get some air. But anyway, I took the gloves. And I left them on the counter. So I got up there and I'm like, you know what? The hell with it. Now or never. Stuck my hands right into that muck. Who knows what was in there. Just tossed it right down. But the gun has worked like a charm. Here we go. WMFO in Medford. You are on the air with Chris Earle. How you doing?
Hi, good. I have drive-through anxiety. Do you have any tips for drive-through anxiety?
Drive-through anxiety. So you are at like a restaurant, you're at a Burger King or a McDonald's, and what's the situation?
I just get nervous at drive-throughs. I don't know what to do, and then I start shouting at the machine.
Here's what you got to do. You go up to the drive-through, all right, and you ask them very, very politely, may I come inside, and see what they say. Usually they'll say no, but if they say yes, walk right in.
That's probably a good idea. One time I tried that at a Wendy's and they were closed.
That's horrible. What did you do in that situation?
I panicked.
That's something you could do. What I can say to you, if you do panic, are you a smoker? If you're not a smoker, take up smoking. I suggest American Spirit Reds.
This is good advice.
Thanks so much. And what is your name, sir?
My name is JC. I'm from Hudson.
JC from Hudson. I'm assuming you're a sir. I shouldn't have assumed that. Are you a sir?
No, my pronoun is good guy, cool.
Good, cool, guy. Good, cool JC from Hudson, New Hampshire.
Yes.
Wonderful. Wonderful to hear from you. And any other problems that I could help you with today? This is DJ
no,
Chris Earle.
No, that's my only problem right now.
Sir, I thank you so much for calling in. You are our first caller here on Chris's Helpful Tips, and I hope I lived up to your expectations.
First time, long time. I mean, you know, this was a great show. I'm very, very pleased with it.
Thanks so much, JC.
All right,
have a wonderful day.
You do the same now.
All right.
Bye.
This has been Chris's Helpful Tips. Have a great day. That's JC from Hudson, Massachusetts. He had problems at the drive-thru, and my advice was, well, you know what? If they're open, you can walk on in. You just got to ask politely. Chris's Helpful Tips, WMFO in Medford, Massachusetts. In the background is Terminator 2, Brad Fidel soundtrack. I'm going to take a little break here, and I'm going to give you another big hit in the background along with another quote. Thanks to JC for calling in to Chris's Helpful Tips. WMFO in Medford.
I'm only trying to help you.
Tom Jones.
Love is like candy on a shelf. You want to taste and help yourself. The sweetest things are there for you. Help yourself, take a few. That's what I want you to do. We're always told repeatedly the very best in life is free.
And if you want to prove it's true, baby, I'm telling you, this is what you should do. Just help yourself to my lips, to my arms, just say the word and they are yours. Just help yourself to the love in my heart, your smile has opened up the door. The greatest wealth that exists in the world could never buy what I can give. Just help yourself to my lips, to my arms, and then let's really start to live. All right. Yeah. My heart has love enough for two, more than enough for me and you. I'm rich with love, a millionaire. I've so much, it's unfair. Why don't you take a share? Just help yourself to my lips, to my arms. Just say the word and they're yours. Just help yourself to the love in my heart, your smile has opened up the door. The greatest wealth that exists in the world could never buy what I can give. So help yourself to my lips, to my arms, and then let's really start to live. Just help yourself to my lips, to my arms, just say the word.
People won't give you the real talk on drugs, but it's time we know the facts. Fentanyl is killing people. It's a powerful opioid, often made illegally and commonly mixed with illicit drugs. It can even be pressed into counterfeit pills that resemble prescription medications. Just 2 milligrams, about the size of a few grains of sand, could potentially be lethal. This isn't an ad to scare you, but it is an ad to make you think twice. Get the facts. Go to realdealonfentanyl.com. This message is brought to you by the Ad Council.
You're listening to WMFO in Medford, Massachusetts. It's Chris's Helpful Tips here with you for 27 more minutes, 855-915-WMFO. I've got a little Norway in the background for you. My friend Steve, well, my former friend Steve, I never hear from him anymore. If he wants to call in, 855-915-9636. What's your problem, Steve? Why don't you talk to your buddy anymore? Ass. Anyway, he sent me a tape from Norway back when we were friends, and here it is. It's in the background. So even though we don't hang out anymore, I'm playing his tape he got me. It's from 1981. He said he got it at like some gas station when he had to go to Norway or Denmark or some fruity place there in in Europe. Can I say that? I'm sure I can. My advice for Chris's Helpful Tip, you can still say fruity. It's fine. It's mean a little weird, whatever. I don't know. I kind of like this better than Terminator 2. Pretty fancy. I'll tell you what else I don't like. I don't like going in for an oil change at the Honda dealer, and then they give me a $1,200 estimate to fix the car. I go in, I'm like, going to get the oil change done, but I had my staycation, it was raining. I'm like, forget it, you know? It's like I'm getting older, I'm fat, I don't want to get under the car. I got all the tools to do it. I even went out, I bought 6 gallons, well, I don't need six, but I bought 5 quarts of oil. I had one left over, so I had six. And then, so there's plenty of oil. I had my little oil change, you know, handle there. You know, that little oil change handle. It's like a circle. It looks like a loop that you would, you know, trap rabbits and squirrels in. You get that. It's an oil filter wrench is what it's called, the oil filter wrench. And then, you know, I had the fill. I had everything. I had the filter. I even bought myself a nice brand Mobil 1, you know, a nice one. You know, $12 oil filter. Pretty good. And then I'm like, forget it. And I'm like, I'll go on to the Honda and do it. Let them do it. I can toss them $60 and change, whatever. So I go over there, and I had to schedule it a week out. And then they sent me like 12 texts and calls like, oh, by the way, you didn't get any oil change next Monday. Yeah, I know. I know. I already know. I put it on my calendar. It's on my phone. Like, for God's sake, stop calling me. Stop texting me. Just stop. For God's sake, this isn't a relationship. I don't need to talk to the Honda dealer. 4 times a day until my oil change, for God's sake. So anyway, I go in there. I get my oil change, you know, this lady, Tiffany, comes out. She talks a million miles an hour. She's like, I'm going to bring this car inside, and we're going to do this and that and that. I'm like, what? What? Slow the hell down. It's 8 in the morning. What the hell's wrong with you? Like, did you do some crack before I came in? What's going on? So anyway, Tiffany takes it. I probably shouldn't have said the name, but yeah, she was all right. You know, she was good. Was she 5-star? No, she wasn't 5-star. That's the other thing. They're like, I want you to give 5-star service. I'm like, maybe if you slowed the F down, I'll give you 5 stars. I don't even know what you're talking about half the time. And if you're giving me a $1,200 estimate for a cabin air filter and like a brake caliper, no, get back in your booth. I'll give you 2 stars. That's it. 2 stars because you answered the door. That's it. Oh, I like this in the background. This one's kind of fun. So Chris's helpful tip is always look at the estimate and always say no. You know, they wanted $70 for a cabin air filter. You know what that is? They're like, it's filthy. It's filthy. I'm like, all right, well, we'll go change it. I went down to the AutoZone, got an STP for $20. Took me 5 minutes to change. You know, I didn't fix my brake caliper. That thing's frozen, but I'm okay for now. I'm not going to be flying off the road anytime soon. The brake caliper, maybe the back right tire might seize up. Maybe it might wobble a little bit. Who cares? I was in an accident at 27. I'm still alive. God wanted to kill me, you would have done it already. 855-915-WMFO is the request line. It is Chris's helpful tips. I'm not going to play any music for you, but I will answer your problems. It's advice you don't need here at WMFO in Medford, Massachusetts. I did time travel for 15 years. I also did shows like Sucking in the 70s. I did a show called Storytime where I told stories for hours, and that was exciting. What else did I do here at WMFO? Oh, I did PSAs for a number of years. I've done quality control. I've done hundreds of hours of community service here at WMFO. And how is that repaid? I go from Wednesday 2-hour show to a Friday night for 1-hour show with nobody calling in this talk show. That's where I am right now. But you know what? There are certain destinations in life, and this is apparently one of them. 855-915-WMFO. I did the Big 80s. I did What Is This with Derek Gary. He doesn't call me much anymore. He can call in. He's always got something to say. 855-915-WMFO. Derek's got some political problems all the time. Maybe I can answer it. Maybe I've got some advice for him. Real Horror Show. We did that one with Derek as well. That was a fun one. That was last year. And then we got to the point where it's like, I don't want to talk about horror shows and Christmas. Like, we stopped it. But it was a great show. Sucking in the 70s. I mentioned Triple Play. I did like 3 songs from each artist. That was a fun one. Maybe I'll bring it back next week if Chris's Helpful Tips is a big dud. I don't think it is so far, though, because JC called in from Hudson, and he was great. He had an actual, you know, he was nervous at the drive-in, and I told him, you know what, go inside. That's pretty good advice, you know? Advice you don't need, but there it is, you know? I think he's, or to take up smoking, you know? And I think he's going to do 1 or 2, and I think he's going to be happy with it. Watch This on WMFO was a movie show that I did, and it was so much work. It was a great show, but so much work. And Chris's Helpful Tips so far, a lot of work. A lot of work. Listen live or call in or GFY, that's what I say, 855-915-WMFO. I'm here every Friday from 5 p.m. to 6 p.m. on WMFO in Medford. I'm going to spice up your Fridays, everybody. At least I'm spicing up my own Friday. It's like radio masturbation today here. I don't even know what that is, but it's a helpful tip. Stay positive in a negative situation. That's my helpful tip for you. It's WMFO in Medford, Massachusetts. Let's listen to a little of Norway. All right, that's enough. We don't need to listen to any more Norway. It's still me. It's Chris Earle here at WMFO in Medford, Massachusetts. And if I can't help you, maybe you can help yourself. How's that?
I thought I could turn things around and show you something that was new. But all I got was disappointment. I was left without a clue. But you can never change. You just keep on being you. You got to help yourself. Help yourself. You got to help yourself. beneath the setting sun, I think about you. And all the plans that we'd begun but never finished seem to turn and run. But you can never change, you just keep.
WMFO in Medford. It's Chris's Helpful Tips here with you until 6 p.m. I've got some Stuart Copeland in the background here. It's from The Equalizer. He came out with this album without Sting or Andy Summers from The Police. It's called The Equalizer and Other Cliffhangers. Let's listen in, shall we? That'll be our background music for the next minute or so. If it ever decides to pop on. Yeah, there it is. There it is. Oh. All right. I thought I was hearing it myself. Do you guys have voices in your head? 855-915-WMFO. Tell me your problems. Do you have voices in your head? I opened up the show there with Tom Petty, Leave Virginia Alone. What great advice there. If you're in a bad relationship, just get rid of the person. The hell with them. It's like, it's too much. You're not going to fix them. It's basically on them. You're way past them. Just keep climbing the ladder, everybody. Be resilient, be unstoppable and unflappable like your pal DJ Chris Earl. Like I said, I didn't do 15 years of radio shows to just be called Mister. You must call me DJ, Sensei, or Dr. Chris K. Earl. How's that? Or just call me Jackass. If you want, 855-915-WMFO. Do you have problems addressing people by their chosen name? Do you have problems addressing people with their pronouns? Huh? Maybe a pronoun is just a noun with pro in front of it to you. Here's maybe your choice of pronouns is not to have them. Maybe. So it's 5:44 in the evening here. If you're still at work, leave. It's Friday night. What are you waiting for? Maybe that's the problem. Maybe everybody's at the bar drinking. Who knows? Maybe you have an alcoholic. Maybe you're an alcoholic. 855-915-WMFO. Do you like the sauce, everybody? Is it 501 where you are and you're just like, I need some sauce right now? And when I say sauce, of course, I mean booze, you know? But most people are just like smoking all the time. I see people smoking all the time. Like you go down the road and it's like the highway smells like a joint now, doesn't it? Isn't it wacky? like years ago, it just wasn't this way. It's just so strange. Somebody said nice cope this week. Like I mentioned something about like a card game I used to play. And then I wrote in, you know, my background of like being a professional. I used to play the cards full time. And, you know, this is a Star Wars card game. So it's not like I was playing like poker or blackjack or something. But there was a game, a Star Wars card game. It was great. And I got pretty high level on it. I was a director. I did it for a number of years, about 5-6 years. And a little longer, about 7 or 8 years, years ago in my 20s. And all of a sudden, this stuff is through the roof now. They're selling these cards for like $1,000, $2,000, $3,000 for a card. And I'm like, what happened to people ripping over the packs and playing the game? And some guy that, of course, owned the store was like, blah, 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 blah. You know, don't buy it. You know, somebody else will buy it. First, he said he was going to be able to give away the thing for like $3,800. I'm like, no, you're not. I'm like, the thing was retailed $300. You know, 25 years ago. I'm like, who's crazy enough to give you... You can buy, like, a Yugo for that. For like, $4,000 for a pack of cards. I'm like... And so I just undercut him. I'm just like, you know what? If anybody wants this set, send it to me. $100. You know? That's Chris Earle, man. Sometimes I put on my cape. You know? It's not often, but I still do. I still put on my cape. Because you get in trouble putting on your cape nowadays, everybody. For example, you could be moved from Wednesdays, 5 to 7 p.m., to Fridays, 5 to 6 p.m. It's not sour grapes, everybody. I'm just trying to have some fun here. 855-915-9636. Maybe some dating advice. You ready to date a girl? You ready to date a guy? You're ready to date a they? Maybe you're a they? Maybe there's they or them that wants to date they or them so the four of you can get together and go get yourself a $100 meal. When did everything cost $100? Like you go out and you're like, hey, we'll get two yogurts, a glass of wine and a beer. That's $100. I think I'll have the parsley, sage, rosemary, and thyme pizza, and the burger with scallions and walnuts. And, you know, it's like you can't just have a cheeseburger anymore. There's no just meat and cheese and bread. It's like, no, there's walnuts on it, sriracha's flying around, you know, some kind of like white pepper, you know, from like Venezuela that we've never heard of before that like gives you the shivers. Like as soon as you eat the pepper, like the thing gives you the shivers for 10 seconds and you poop your pants. There's all kinds of things like flying around now. I went down to the Jersey Shore a couple of weeks ago and it was fun, right? And you got slices of pizza like the size of, you know, a kite, you know, for like $7. I'm like, that's awesome, you know? It's literally like a small pizza for like, you know, $7 and it's a slice and you carry it around. But the big line was for the IKEA bowl. It's like, what is that? It's like a bunch of berries in a bowl. It's like, what is everybody like eating fruits at the beach for now? What is going on here? It's like, used to have slices and cotton candy and like fried duh. Can I have some fried dough? Nah, there's still people that like the fried dough. But it's like, IKEA bowls? Come on. You're just getting in line because your girlfriend wants it. Come on. Get yourself a slice of pizza. Stand up for yourself, for God's sake. You want to eat a slice of pizza, eat one. 855-915-WMFO. In the background is, I don't even know anymore. What was it? Oh, it was Stuart Copeland. It's all right, you know? Here's my advice to Stuart Copeland. Stay in the police, jackass. Get along with Sting. You would have made more money. That's my advice for him. That's my helpful tip. What's the best Halloween candy, everybody? Mine's a Snickers. Need a helpful tip? That's it. Chris's helpful tip is go get yourself a Snickers. You know, you got a bowl in there. I went over to the Walmart or the Target, right? It was the Target. All right. And they had all the candy on sale. And it's like, oh, 40 cents on sale. Who cares, right? 40 cents on sale. This is going to break the bank if I pay retail for an Almond Joy. But they had like a buck off on, what did they call them? They were called like Sweeties candies or something like that. They were basically all the sugar candies like Nerds and, you know, freaking Circus Peanuts. And like, that's probably the absolute worst, the Circus Peanut, the absolute worst candy. You know, I'm going to give you the top five, I think. I'm going to give you five off the top of my head. The Snickers is number one. 100 grand, number two. That used to be my number one, but you don't see it a lot anymore. I like the Almond Joy because it's milk chocolate instead of dark chocolate. But the Mounds is nice. If you're, like, you're a dark chocolate fan, I can understand you liking the Mounds. So don't get all up your skirt because I said the Mounds over the Almond Joy. And number four and five, I'm going to go with, I got to say Reese's because everybody else likes them. I don't like the Reese's. It wouldn't be in my top five. But I'm going to toss that in there as the number four. And number five, a Blow Pop. Why not? Because it's got some gum inside. That's my top five for today, for Halloween candies. Check in next week on WMFO and Medford Mass for my top five Halloween candies of next week. Being old and wise versus being young and stupid. What do you like to be? Do you like to be old and wise like me, or do you like to be young and stupid? You can be old and stupid. That's my helpful tip. You can be old and stupid and wise and young at heart. That's my helpful tip for that. Aliens. Aliens. The great unifier. You think if aliens landed tomorrow in like the Pacific Coast, everybody would be like, I hate them. I do. I think it would be something to universally hate, especially if they're dumb. You know, like, oh, those freaking aliens, those Venusians, Martians. You notice they're erasing, like, Mars out of the context of science fiction now? Like, John Carter from Mars, that wasn't a big one from Disney. It was, like, a huge flop. Great movie, great movie. But, like, the Martian Manhunter in the JLA, he's, like, not even any version of JLA anymore, the Justice League of America. What happened there? Who knows? 855-915-9636. It's Chris's Helpful Tips. Do you have a problem that I can help you with? You've got about 4 minutes to call on in. Otherwise, the hell with you. I'll be back next week, and I'm going to talk to myself next week, too. I don't care. I'll play some tunes. I'll play some Stuart Copeland, some Norwegian crazy stuff, and some T2. Nah, I'll bring in brand new music next week. Or I'll bring in the same thing, and I'll play it over and over and over again. What do you think of that idea? How about some Angela Lansbury, The Age of Not Believing? Such as The Age of Not Believing, to call in and say hello to Chris Earle on WMFO in Medford. And, here you go.
When you rush around in hopeless circles, searching everywhere for something true, you're at the age of not believing, when all the make-believe is through. When you set aside your childhood heroes and your dreams are lost upon a shelf, you're at the age of not believing, and worst of all, you doubt yourself. You're a castaway where no one hears you, on a barren isle in a lonely sea. Where did all the happy endings go? Where can all the good times be? You must face the age of not believing, doubting everything you ever knew. Until at last you start believing there's something wonderful in you. Worst of all, you doubt yourself. You're a castaway where no one hears you, on a barren isle in a lonely sea. Where did all the happy endings go? Where can all the good times be? You must face the age of not believing, doubting everything ever knew, until at last you start believing there's something wonderful in you.
Sure. Angela Lansbury here on Chris's Helpful Tips. 855-915-WMFO. You are listening to Chris's Helpful Tips. Freeform radio. Talk radio. Couple of songs. Yeah, why not? Why not? Might as well stick with the Disney in the background here. You got a friend in me, everybody. I think that's what we learned today on Chris's Helpful Tips. You've got a friend in me. You can call me anytime you want. 855-915-WMFO. At least once a week, Fridays. From 5-ish to 6. Let him out of here. I got other stuff to do. I was here for you this week. Where were you? It's all right. No big deal. It's fine. I'll get over it. Changing the bed sheets, everybody. When do you change your bed sheets? You should wash them in the warmest water appropriate for the fabric. Use a sheet cycle or the cycle recommended in your washer's use and care guide. How should you wash them? With the hottest water temperature possible. Get whatever's on it out. What do you do with your old pillows? We spend a third of our lives laying on our pillows. Wash them, for God's sake. That's Chris's helpful tip today. I know people with pillows that, you know, they never throw them in the garbage. They're sitting around for 20 years. I'm like, isn't that like a made out of a chicken? What are you doing? It's my chicken feather pillow. Throw it out. Get yourself some nice new pillows. Get yourself hypoallergenic. Hypoallergenic, man. Or you could get the ones with the curve for your neck if you need it. Then toss that thing. And people got all kinds of crazy pillows. You know, I like a soft pillow or a medium pillow. And I like to hold a pillow. I usually put a pillow in between my legs. I put a couple in the air. I have at least 12 pillows in my bed, all brand new. You can repurpose the old pillows. Give them to your pet. Give them to the dog. Just be like, here's my old pillow. Enjoy that. It smells like a chicken. We're having a good time here tonight on WMFO in Medford, Massachusetts. How do you get rid of your shower curtain that's moldy and mildew? They're like, you should wash it. Wash it with hot water. You know, you got to take all the rings off. Makes all kinds of noise while you're doing that. The hell with it. Just throw in the trash. Go to Walmart. Get yourself another one. What are you waiting for? Oh, boy. Well, we're getting toward the end. To my friend Mike Maloney, he gave me a chat. He's like, what's your tip on looking to buy me breakfast? I'm like, well, if you called in, I would have. That's my tip. Call your friend every now and then. I'll buy you breakfast. Guy who never has any money. He always leaves his wallet at home. He gets himself a big tray of French fries, and he's like, you can't have them. This is my only supper. Come on. Come on, everybody. Help me. Help me. Everybody wants help, but nobody seemed to want my help tonight. But that's okay, everybody, because Chris's Helpful Tips is here with you next week from 5 p.m. to 6 p.m. Call on in. Thanks for listening to Freeform Radio, WMFO in Medford. Good night, time travelers.
Younger than today, I never needed anybody's help.